He struck out 313 batters. That tells you a lot about the greatness of Pedro Martinez, especially in 1999. And Pedro Martinez is in the Hall of Fame now, by the way. Hall of Famer, one of the greatest pitchers to ever tote the mound in Major League Baseball. No question. And you know something? Wow. That game and that moment was so special. 20 years later, here we are talking about it and just reminiscing. I can't help but think that we will never see anything like this again. I just don't think so. I don't see it happening. At least not in our lifetime, not in this generation. We have the all-century team. You have all those living legends. With Ted Williams, who passed away in 2002. Pedro at his peak, by the way, striking out 4 consecutive batters. And struck out 5 batters altogether in that 1999 All-Star game, which tied the record that was previously held by Carl Hubble in 1934. I don't think we'll see anything like that again. Not in our lifetime, in the very least. I just don't see it. I really, genuinely just don't see it at all. 20 years after the fact. And 20 years later, truly one of the most special moments, if not the most special moment in All-Star Game history. We're going to go on music break. When we return, there's something that I noticed this past week that really got me thinking. And I've let this following thought marinate. Why do we hate success by sports teams? Why do we envy sports team success? I'm gonna dive real deep into this one when we return in just a flash. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is the Shukri Wright Show. We'll be right back.
Be the first to out yourself, I always think, because, you know, there's no end to the hypocrisy of the human heart.
It's 5 a.m. and I'm on the radio. I'm supposed to call you, but I don't know what to say at all. There's this girl, she wants me to take her home. She don't really love me though. I'm just on the radio.
And I'm not gonna tell you that I'm over it, 'cause I think about it every night, I'm not sobering. I know I keep these feelings to myself, like I don't need nobody else. But you're not the only one on my mind.
So far away from you, I don't wanna let you down. What am I supposed to do? It's been 3 weeks at least now since I've been gone, and I don't even like the road. I'm just on the radio.
And I'm not gonna tell you that I'm over it, 'cause I think about it every night, I'm not sobering. I know I keep these feelings to myself, like I don't need nobody else. But you're not the only one on my mind, if I'm being honest.
every night I'm not sobering. I know I keep these feelings to myself, like I don't need nobody else. But you're not the only one on my mind. If I'm being
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. I am Shukri Wright. Hope you guys are enjoying a beautiful start to your Saturday morning. Thank you for listening in wherever you may be. I want to start off by offering this following thought. You know, here we are in mid-July and it's absolutely crazy to even say that we're already in mid-July. Are you serious? I'm telling you, like, time is flying by so fast that It is absolutely astonishing that we are just, just what, 2 weeks away from the start of Patriots training camp, if not a little less than that. More on that, by the way, later on in this show. And I'm really going to be fascinated by the weather that we've been that we've been getting, and especially the weather that is to come very soon, and so forth. You know, and I'm definitely am interested in seeing, especially as we get closer to fall, like how this weather starts to change. And definitely it starts to change the mood around here and so forth. But let's get to the heart of the matter, shall we? You know, I was, you know, doing some thinking this week. You know, it hasn't been a full week since the U.S. women's national team won the FIFA Women's World Cup. It hasn't been a full week yet. And I can't help but think to myself, with as much applause this team has received, this team has also received a lot of negative like reactions, and it left me thinking, you know, the following. Why do we envy team success in this country? I'm talking about specifically in this country. Why do we envy teams that seemingly has it together? They know they're good. They know that they got that it factor. They know that they have what it takes to win. Why do we hate on that? You know, and I think across the four professional sports leagues, MLB, NFL, the NHL, and the NBA, I really can't help but think to myself, you know, I really can't help but just laugh. You know, there's something I saw the other day in regards to the New York Yankees, for example. And I want to start off with the Yankees being an actual example. That the Yankees, out of 50 states in this country, they are the most hated in 28 of the states. You know, I'm not even surprised. I knew the Yankee hatred was real. I knew that. But I can't help but also wonder, why do we hate on them? Why do we hate on the Yankees? I'm going to use another example. And this one is going to strike a nerve for quite a few people. The New England Patriots. Why do people hate the Patriots outside of New England so much? Why? Why is that? Why is it that the rest of the country cannot stand to see the New England Patriots win Super Bowls and contend for Super Bowls year after year after year? Why is that? Feel free to call in the show at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Why is it that we cannot stand to see teams win, and not only just win consistently, but build a culture of winning, and we hate on that so much? Why? I got this proposition for you. Honestly. Because people have this tendency to quickly get into the feelings, especially if it pertains to something that they don't agree with. My only thing is, instead of hating on teams that have had success, and not just over the last couple of years, but especially especially in this generation, how about for once we all just step back and just marvel at, wow, that organization is a well-oiled machine. This organization, you know what? They know what they're doing. From top to bottom, to make the right decisions that's needed to be made so that we could contend not just for the playoffs, but for championships year in and year out. Why don't we do that enough? You know, and I'm actually going to throw in another example. Another example that just came to mind. And out of the four professional sports leagues, I honestly think the one team, in my honest opinion, actually make that two that I'm about to mention, that we really don't see extreme animosity, envy towards in terms of the NBA, in terms of long-term sustained success, and also having had built a culture of winning titles, that's the Los Angeles Lakers and the San Antonio Spurs. Why doesn't this country hate those teams? Why not? I'd love to know why. Again, I want to hear your thoughts, because I could sit here and go on a rant and go on a whole tangent about how, oh, your team sucks, blah, 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 but not provide anything of substance. That's an easy cop-out thing to do. That is. However, if we're being honest, we spend too much time hating on the success of other teams because the team that you root for has something what is called ineptitude to actually want to do something to change all that. For example, like the New York Mets, for example, a symbol of ineptitude in Major League Baseball. But yet their fan base, for whatever reason, cannot seem to absolutely get out of their own way and get their heads out of their tails, because that organization has mired in mediocrity for so long. As a whole. And then, oh, by the way, jumping ship now to the NBA. Actually, hold that thought. The NFL. Everyone outside of New England seems to not like the Patriots. They cheat. They're cheaters. They got caught cheating. Boo! But hold on. Wait a minute. Well, all of those accusations and so forth, Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft has built a culture of success in New England that's unmatched anywhere else in the NFL, dare I say even in sports. And y'all can't stand that. The Patriots, for nearly 20 years, have had the the greatest head coach of all time in Belichick, in Bill Belichick, the best quarterback of all time in Tom Brady. They've gotten to 9 Super Bowls, won 6 of them in the last, coming on their 19th season together. Yet, they are the scorn of the NFL. And dare I say, the scorn of the country. You know, growing up in New York, I used to think that the Cowboys were the most hated team in America. I'm serious. Growing up in New York, as a Giants fan, I used to think that the Dallas Cowboys were the scum of the earth. Cannot stand the fan base at all. Still can't to this day. But ever since relocating here to New England and watching the Patriots up close and personal the last few years now, I can see why the Patriots are so hated. And I'm serious. I'm 100% so serious when I say this. I can see why other fan bases around the NFL despise the Patriots and the culture. And this segment is all about why is it that sports fans cannot seem to appreciate greatness when they see it? And I admit that I have fallen in love with what the Patriots have created, with what the New York Yankees have created. And as a Celtics fan, I respect what the Lakers, even the Celtics, have had created. But the Celtics is a little bit of a different story. I'm talking based on rivalries. Being able to see things through a different scope. But it baffles me genuinely that here we are, the U.S. Women's National Team, soccer team, coming off back-to-back World Cup wins, only the second team ever to do that. Germany did it in 2003. And in 2007, yet somehow, in some way, it truly baffles me. And I mean, it truly baffles me the amount of hate that this woman's team has gotten, but especially Megan Rapinoe. It truly baffles me immensely. And I got news for you. You can hate all you want. You can choose to despise all you want. But you got to understand something. You have to build a culture and find the right people and the right fit that fit into the culture that you're trying to establish. They didn't just become sensations overnight. The Patriots, the Yankees, the Lakers, the San Antonio Spurs, and even in hockey, the Blackhawks or even the Pittsburgh Penguins. They didn't just become great overnight. They built a culture there in which has breeded playoffs and Stanley Cup. And I say they were plural. Stanley Cups. When we return, I am going to get real controversial. So if you're listening, heads up. Because I may say something that you're not going to like at all. And it has everything to do. And it has everything to do with the U.S. Women's National Team. You're not going to want to miss this segment. But before we go on break, before we go on music break, I'm going to play a PSA for you guys.
But still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
When you fall asleep inside my arms, may not have the fancy things, but I'll give you everything you could ever want. It's in my arms. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. Your side. If I can't find the cure, I'll fix you with my love. No matter what you know, I'll fix you with my love. And if you say you're okay, I'm gonna heal you anyway. Promise I'll always be there. Promise I'll be the cure. Your hands, your legs, let me take care of it, babe. Close your eyes, I'll sing your favorite song. I wrote you this lullaby. Hush now, baby, don't you cry. Anything you want could not be wrong. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes.
Your side. If I can't find the cure, I'll fix you with my love. No matter what you know, I'll fix you with my love. sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. But it's fun to fantasize. All my enemies who wouldn't wish who I was. But it's fun to fantasize. Oh, 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 oh. I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride. That's easy to say. We have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But it don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man. But literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight there were people back home who tried talking to you, but then you ignored them still. All these questions, they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Taking my time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. You know, this is a time in this country where a lot has been said in regards to sports and politics. And how a lot of people feel that sports and politics don't belong together. A lot of people have this idea that keep your political beliefs away from sports. And a lot of people seem to have this notion that political activism has no place in pro sports whatsoever. This is where people get this idea wrong. I don't know if you have been paying attention, but political statements have been made in sports for decades. This is nothing new. This is before Colin Kaepernick. This is before the advent of social media. And dare I say, it's a start. It's an absolute start. And like I said at the end of my last segment, and I'm going to say this again, I'm going to get real controversial right now in what I'm about to say. The problem with you small-minded people who attack Megan Rapinoe based on her sexuality and her standing up for what she believes in is that you all who attack her for those two reasons reveal exactly what the problem is with this country today. You do. Personally, if we're being completely honest, and you say that you love this country, and I'm not questioning whether you truly love this country or not. That's not what this is about. If you truly are about one that wants to uphold the Constitution to ensure that it applies to all people in this country, then you'd understand why people such as Kaepernick and Megan Rapinoe, for example, have made the statements that they've made and they've done what they did. And this United States team as a whole, and I've noticed, especially in the last week or so, that a lot of people are angry, refuse to watch this team because what Rapinoe does disrespects the flag and disrespects the anthem and disrespects the so-called values that this country claims to uphold, that clearly and historically has shown that it doesn't uphold those same values for everybody, especially people of color. That should piss you off as an American. Yet, I go on Twitter, on social media, all around, that I've seen some really nasty and disgusting comments hurled her way because of her sexual orientation and even for taking a knee during the anthem. I'm amazed. I'm genuinely amazed how we as a people seem to forget the very reason why this began in the first place. And what's truly disturbing is that the media as a whole has completely gotten away from the reason why this was happening in the first place and focusing on, oh, it's about the flag, it's about the anthem. It was never about the flag or a piece of cloth. It's about ensuring that everybody in this country absolutely were treated fairly under the same laws that's supposed to be applied for everyone, which clearly isn't. And it clearly has an effect on the very people who have demonstrated such fake outrage. You can feel free to call into the show. I'm not going to run. I'll talk to you head on. Call into the show, 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636, 855-915-WMFO. Let's have an open, honest discussion. And what people don't want to seem to understand is that injustice is a threat to justice everywhere. And you're going to have people that are going to say, if you don't like it, just leave. This isn't a political show. This was never meant to be a political show. This is a sports talk show. But I'm not going to run and completely ignore what's happening, especially when it's completely interwoven into sports. We're not going to play that game. What we're not going to do is completely whitewash over the fact that we sit here and we claim to be upset about how it's disrespectful to the country on an international stage, but yet we're not even talking about why people like Megan Rapinoe were doing it. People like Eric Reid in the NFL, safety of the Carolina Panthers, was doing it. We're not talking about the reason. We're talking about the act itself. What are we doing? What are we doing here? Are we at a point now where it is completely okay to disrespect someone because you don't agree with them? Because their views don't align with your views? Is that what this is about? And if that's what it's really about, then I got news for you. You need to absolutely reevaluate what you claim to uphold, especially to those who are the self-proclaimed patriots in this country. Because honestly, it really is bothersome. And frankly, it makes me angry that people are more pissed off about the kneeling than they are about the unjust murders of innocent, unarmed men and women of color and minorities, and the way that they're treated in this country. We're more pissed off about that. And this whole thing with what the U.S. team did, especially Megan Rapinoe in particular, it has further unveiled the ugly side of this society that has been further enabled by the current administration in office down in Washington. There's no question about that. Absolutely no question about that. You know, what's truly disheartening about this is this. Last Sunday, when I was last on air, I mentioned that, you know, what the United States team did in the World Cup, winning the Women's World Cup, what they did was truly so remarkable that it was truly one of the great all-time feats accomplished in sports. Pro, Olympics, you name it. It truly is. Absolutely. But we've spent more time ostracizing the likes of Megan Rapinoe and her teammates for kneeling during the anthem. We spent more time worrying about the fact that they want equal pay, which, by the way, which I will talk about in my next segment. We spend more time ostracizing women for voicing their opinion on this, on the U.S. Nationals women team, than we have celebrating their accomplishments. What does that tell us about us as a society and as sports fans? What does that honestly tell you? I didn't tune in to see people to see people take a political stance or to protest or anything like that. Hello, this is nothing new. Where have you been? Have you been paying attention? You haven't. And even then, the issues that continue to be brought up time and time and time again, you choose to turn the other cheek. Why? Why is that? Honestly. So, with that being said, you have to really begin to ask yourself the following question. Are you really more upset about the kneeling, especially that Megan Rapinoe was doing during the anthem? Are you honestly more upset with the fact of the message that she's carrying and a conversation that was first started by Colin Kaepernick? Be honest. Be honest. Coming up next, as mentioned, I'm going to talk about the U.S. Women's National Team. Is it time that they get paid fairly and equally? Because this has been a hot topic of discussion literally since the beginning of the FIFA Women's World Cup run. Without question, it has. But now, there's no shying away from it, especially after what this team just accomplished. This is the Shukri Wright Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. We are going to music break, and we will be right back in just a flash.
fight right now. No, you're always right now. No one needs you around with me, but nobody waiting around with me. Been through the ups, yeah, the ups and the downs with me. Got a whole lot of love, but you don't wanna spread it around with me. Yeah, never pick up, never call me. You know we running out of time. Never pick up when you want me. Now I gotta draw a line. Baby, I done done enough talking. Need to know that you're mine. Baby, we done done enough talking. Gotta be right now, right now. Baby, gon' love me now, 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 now. You don't hold me down, 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 down forever. Said you know I wanna keep you around. Wishing you were around with me, but you in a different town than me. We've been through it all, but you could never spit it out for me. Trying to talk to a wall, but you could never tear it down for me. Yeah, never pick up, never call me. You know we running out of time. Never pick up when you want me. Now I gotta draw a line. Baby, I done done enough talking. Need to know that you're mine. Baby, we done done enough talking. Gotta be right now. Baby, gon' love me now, 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 now or never. Hey, hey. I want you to hold me down, 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 down forever. Hey, hey. Said you know I wanna keep you around.
It's a